Now, let me move on, because he gives us a second one here, and let me read that for you. He says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we're made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. Now, will you notice that? He says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Now, that word terror, I think, could better be translated fear. And there's a great deal said in the Bible about the fear of the Lord. Fact of the matter is, we're told the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In fact, liberalism today, its one tenet is, well, you don't need to be afraid of God. God is just a nice, sweet, kind old man, and you need to remember that, and you can just treat him most anyway. He's very indulgent, you know. And liberalism teaches the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man. And in my book, that's the most damnable doctrine that there is today. But you know what the Word of God says in Hebrews 10:31? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And today we have given ersatz bread to people, and it's a nice, sunshiny gospel that's being preached. But I want to tell you, my friend, our God is a holy God, a righteous God, and He loves you. He wants to save you. But I want to tell you, if you don't come His way, you're going to come before Him in judgment. And therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. And today, there's many a pulpit that doesn't have a sermon on hell, has no sermon on punishment, has no sermon on judgment. And as a result, that is probably a lost note in Protestantism today. And the Lord Jesus said that He'd come to seek and to save that which was lost. And my friend, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands, a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, we need to recognize that this is something that we're going to be held accountable for. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Now that is verse 12 that I've just read. In other words, my friend, if you are declaring the full counsel of God, you can do it in a loving manner. You don't have to, you know, bring down thunder and lightning. But we need to recognize today and to state it very clearly that men are lost. And if we do say that, well, we're not commending ourselves. We're not trying to become popular, by the way. I'm always afraid of this soft-soapy type of thing that we're hearing today. There's so much of that today that goes the way of psychology. How you can become a well-adjusted human being. Oh, we hear so much about that. You mustn't have bad vibrations. You must have good vibrations. Oh, may I say to you, friend, and I say this very kindly to you, but if you are without Christ today, my friend, it's not vibrations that you need. And it's not just a lot of psychological haircutting that you need in your life. You're a hell-doomed sinner, and you're on the way to hell. You need Christ. Now, that may not be popular, but that's what my Bible says. And that's what I'm teaching, is the Word of God. We commend not ourselves again unto you. We don't want you to just glory in us. The important thing is to declare the whole counsel of God. And that is motivation enough to get the Word of God out. That's the thing that would arouse many a sleepy church. I think that we've told people about the need. There are books written on that, and missionaries come and plead and tell about the need out yonder. And today I say it on the radio, my, the need in this land of ours. The United States is one of the greatest mission fields today. But I have trouble convincing people of that. people are on the way to hell. You're rubbing shoulders with them every day. Now, will you notice we move on down here? He says, whether we be beside ourselves, it's to God. You may think I'm crazy. Paul said, you may think I'm crazy, but I'm doing this for God. And you may think I'm being sober. Well, it's for your sake. That's what Paul says.